B'shem Kol Yisrael. Shalom Aleichem. So we'll be reading from the book Holy Brother, with of course Yehuda Halberstam Mandelbaum's permission, to teach some stories about Rav Shlomo Carlbach's life in honor of his Yahrzeit, to derive some inspiration to live our lives more holy, more sweet. I was davening at the Carlbach Shul one Yom Kippur, when Shlomo, of course, was serving as the chazan. Anyone who ever had the privilege through the years of hearing Shlomo daven would attest to the enormous amount of concentration and intensity he poured into each word. His remarkable ability to shut out the world while engaged in rapturous prayer, and above all, his fervor as he transported both himself and his congregants to celestial heights. It therefore came as a complete shock to everyone when Shlomo suddenly stepped down from the Amud, the pulpit, in the middle of chanting a prayer, whispered to someone to take over, and stalked out the door. To say this was a regular behavior is an understatement. It was downright odd, abnormal, unheard of. I had been attending Shlomo services for years, and such a thing had never happened before. Never. Everyone exchanged worried glances, very alarmed. What was going on? Somebody whose curiosity, I'm sorry to say, was greater than his piety, got up and peeked out the door. This is what he observed. Shlomo stood outside on the shul steps with an air of expectancy, looking about him right and left, scanning faces anxiously, almost as if he were waiting for somebody. About a minute later, the figure of a young girl appeared down the street. Her pace was brisk, and she was about to pass by the shul, when Shlomo stopped her. "Good Yontif," he boomed in a hearty voice. She faltered, turned around, and looked at him uncertainly. "How did you know I was Jewish?" she asked. She was carrying a pocketbook and wearing everyday clothing. "Ah, you have such a holy Jewish face," answered Shlomo. "So tell me, holy sister, where are you davening today?" She grimaced. "Tell you the truth," she said, blinking back tears, "I've just about had it. I never went to synagogue before, but today I felt an overwhelming need to reconnect with my roots. I guess it sounds a little corny, but lately I've been feeling such a deep hunger for something more in my life. I've been to 4 synagogues so far this morning, and I walked out of each one. I found the experience in each one to be empty and meaningless, not spiritual at all. I give up. I'm going home." Shlomo spoke to her gently and convinced her to give his shul a try. We all turned around to stare as he came back into the shul where the girl in Tao found a place for her up front next to a nurturing soul and returned to the Amud. After services, many of us approached her and wished her good Yontif. She told us she had been greatly moved by Shlomo's davening and that it was precisely what she had been looking for. "Imagine," she exclaimed happily, "I've been searching for God all day and found him in the Carlbach shul." Several years have passed since that incident took place, and this young woman is today a strictly Orthodox Jew, very devout and pious. If Shlomo had not left the Amud in such an abrupt and bizarre way to reach out to her, who knows where she would be now? Many people have speculated whether Shlomo possessed psychic powers or was simply blessed with a rich, deeper inner sense. Whatever it was, he definitely had an uncanny way of perennially being at the right place at the right time. Gewalt. What an amazing story. So I just have a few thoughts about that story and what it means to me. The first is it's personally meaningful because I'll actually be davening at the Carlbach Shul, where Shlomo made it all happen, over Shabbos. And just to think of all the miracles that went down in that special place, it makes me so excited to be there. Second, hearing about Shlomo's davening, and, I was reading recently someone who was there with Rav Shlomo when he used to teach it. I think Rebbetzin Mimi is her name. And she says how, davening at the Carlbach minions in the world, it's beautiful, it's so sweet. But in Rav Shlomo's words, it's cute. But it doesn't really compare to what Rav Shlomo's davening used to be. A davening where you never knew where you would go, to places of lowest depths or the highest of highs. A true journey. And hearing about how Rav Shlomo used to daven and Mamish be so into it, so committed, so in a different world, in this journey of tefillah. It's like the original Hasidim, It inspires me to take my tefillah to a different level, not just to go through the run, even if it's a good davening, but, you know, I breathe, I say this word, I think of the... No, to maybe the mamash make it a journey, like a Shlomo used to do. Third point is, you know, a lot of times we talk about Ruach HaKodesh with the Gdoilim, talk about miracle stories of the Lubavitch Rebbe, Mordechai Eliyahu, and it's amazing to note that Rosh Shlomo too seems to have had this psychic Ruach HaKodesh sense. Just sometimes he would just look above and he was connected to something deeper. And if you ask me, it's something that we all can tap into. We all can be in that moment and just tap in by looking deep inside of ourselves, breathing, and especially in tefillah, connect ourselves to something above, which just tells us what to do. And we know we got to go to that place. I don't know, there have been times in my life when I've also, especially at the Kotel, just felt like I needed to go somewhere. I needed to look to find someone, and just amazing, magical things have happened. When I trust my gut in a holy type of way. And this story is just an amazing example of Rav Shlomo trusting his gut, knowing that he had to go outside for some reason and finding that lost spark and bringing her in. It's just another, also a story of how he saved this woman's life spiritually and her children, whoever she is. I don't know who she is. But, you know, regardless of what people say, that he had the koach and the energy and the talent to bring in such a Jew and thousands of others just like him, that he was able to take from tefillah and mamash bring it into the world. It inspires me for my next tefillah. It inspires me to try to know how to mamash be connected when I'm davening, and also know how to take that out into the world after davening. And I'm at the Kotel and I'm looking for Yidden to bring to my Shabbos meal, or just, you know, when I'm interacting with a Joe Schmo on the street, to be able to take that loving energy of tefillah out into the world. So at least that's my thoughts in this beautiful story that Yid Halverson taught to us. If you have any thoughts of what it does to you and how it inspires you, please let me know, send me an email. And I hope you enjoyed this little Torah story. Hope it brought you as much inspiration as it did to me. And there'll be more Shlomo Holy Brother stories coming your way very soon. Have a good Valdika day. Good almost Shabbos, good almost Shabbos.